This is Michelle Lowry, owner of Michelle V. Lowry Online Business Solutions. I give busy entrepreneurs more time. I offer email management, customer service, and administrative support to online service providers. If you'd like to learn more, visit me at my website, michellelowryva.com. I look forward to seeing you there. Have a great day.
Kim Beasley, and I'm the host of Temper My Business podcast, where you will learn tips, tools, and techniques that will give you the freedom to easily build your business brand online so that you can be seen and then sell to your target customers. I will be interviewing industry leaders and professionals who will share their knowledge and experience, which will help you brand your business online. Get ready to take notes and learn from Kim and her guests, because this is going to be a fun learning experience.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Pamper My Business podcast. I am Kim Beasley, your host once again. And today, I'm flipping the switch. Yep, me. I am being interviewed today by my good friend, Geraldine B. Thomas. Hi, Geraldine.
Hi, Kim.
And if my finger, with my fingers crossed, I'm hoping she's given some thought into becoming my co-host. After this interview, you'll understand. And yeah, I figured if I said it out loud, she'll.
Oh, my God. Really?
After this interview, you'll understand why I'm trying to talk her into being my co-host for Pamper My Business. So it's all in your hands, Geraldine.
Okay. Well, Kim. Like I said, it's a pleasure to be hanging out with you today and to show people the side of you that I see. Mm-hmm. My genius. You are my genius. You really are. You're the person that I go to when I need help with my WordPress, with social media, especially Facebook, because you know I have a beef with Facebook. And I'm trying to learn Instagram and everything else. And you played around with all these things and you have tools to help people master it as well. So like I said, it's going to be fun. Just, you know, get ready. It's going to be a little roller coaster ride for you, but you're going to enjoy it.
I'm excited. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm excited.
No. Don't be nervous at all. I just have one big question for you, because the answer to this is different with everyone. And I know that your thing right now is you're focusing in on your new venture, which is Grow Visibility. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to know what those words mean to you. What exactly does it mean to grow your visibility online?
That's a really great question. I'm glad we're starting with it too, so that we can define what Grow Visibility means. To me, it means that you have chosen as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, to stop hiding your business online, and that you're choosing to take steps and make an effort to use different tools to be seen so that you can sell online. When you grow your visibility, you're using, I guess you could say it's like an 8-part. Well, it could be. an 8-part type of plan or structure that you come up with. And it's real simple. You focus on things like digital marketing, social media marketing, video marketing, hint, hint.
I know. I'm getting better. I know I was slow to adopt. I'm getting better.
And the reason why we're laughing and Geraldine's talking about video marketing, because I pretty much kicked her butt and told her she had to start doing it. Search engine marketing, mobile marketing, content marketing, and a new one that most people don't know about, voice search marketing and influencer marketing. Those are kind of 8 areas that you can work on to grow your business visibility online.
Interesting. Now, as you know, I'm working on this awesome women's movement, the 1 Million Women Link Up. And I'm thinking that, you know what, we might need to use me as your, not test dummy, but, you know, whatever, working on those 8 parts. Like, focusing in on how to use that to grow my movement. I've never thought about it, but yeah, because, you know, when you mentioned the voice search marketing, that blew my mind because I never thought about it. Yeah, today, I mean, you can talk to your, to Siri. You can talk to your remote control and ask it to find stuff. So I never thought about, you know, those terms that,
When you're using voice search marketing, it centers on making sure that your content on your website, social media, all of that is geared towards the way people actually search. When I'm searching, like I'm driving and I have an Android Audio that's connected to my phone, and I'm driving, I'm trying to find the nearest place where I can get a good salad. I'll say something like, "Hey Google, what's the nearest place where I can get a good salad?" Or, "Hey Google, what's the nearest place where I can get a car wash?" So when you are optimizing your website for voice search marketing, think about the things people would say. They wouldn't say so if I'm looking for a car wash, they wouldn't say, "What is a car wash?" or "Where can I find a car wash?" They would say, "What's the nearest car wash to me?" So on your website, you can create a blog post of how to find car washes near you, or something like that, to where it will tie into how people actually search by voice.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Yeah. So we're going to do that little 8-part thing on me, and we can write about it. I'll become your blog series.
You are cracking me up, but I love doing
motivation.
That.
I need motivation, and you'll keep me on task.
I sure will. Those of you who are listeners who haven't heard the interview that I did with Geraldine and I have been knowing each other since 2001. So in our interview, you'll see that we come across as more as friends, real good friends. And so that's what you're hearing when I told her I would kick her butt about video marketing.
Yeah.
Because we were real good friends, and I would.
Yeah, you nagged and nagged, and then one day said, "Okay, this is what you're going to do. This is what I'm going to do for you. Now the ball is in your court."
I literally made her get into a meeting with me, a virtual meeting, and I showed her the tool, and I said, "Now go do it." And she's been doing it. So I'm very proud of her. I wouldn't do that with my other clients, but I view Geraldine as someone who's very close to me, and I can do things and get away with things like that because I know that's what it would take to get her to do it.
Yes, you have to sit me down, slow me down, make me think, see the benefits of it. So then, okay, I won't put it on the bottom of my list of things to do. I'll put it on the top.
So getting back to the Grow Business Visibility definition and the 8 parts of the Grow Visibility strategy. I love working with clients and helping them to identify what is that burning need that potential clients would have for their services or their products. And then I structure their Grow Business Visibility strategy around meeting that need. That's why it targets all those different 8 areas. Now, you may not need all 8, but these are the 8 areas that I like to teach my clients to that they have a choice to move into. Most people are already starting to do social media marketing. Some are doing video marketing, and digital marketing kind of incorporates all of it. But also digital marketing incorporates things like email marketing.
Oh,
Because one thing that I say about social media, if Facebook were to shut down, if LinkedIn were to shut down,
Lord,
if all of the social media networks were to shut down, how would you contact or get connected to your customers or potential customers? A mailing list.
Nightmare scenario.
You own your mailing list. Facebook doesn't own
it. Yes.
So email marketing is part of the digital marketing strategy that I teach my customers. So when you grow your visibility, it's not just about pushing a whole bunch of information out there. It's about actually building a relationship with those who are in your target market, and especially deepening the relationship you have with your current customers.
And getting them to give you their email address.
That's where it's at.
Cell phone number, so you could do the mobile marketing. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, girl. The thought of all that stuff shutting down.
Yes.
Made my heart skip a beat or two. That's a nightmare scenario for everybody right now. Because at first, all we had was just email. Mm-hmm. And then these groups, these social media sites just started popping up. And they let them control everything. Like, you couldn't get it, you know, any contact information. You start these groups or whatever else, but you weren't gathering their contact. Because in your mind, you could reach out to them on that platform.
Right. And I really want to move forward in making sure that people totally understand what Grow Visibility is and how they can do it and what it takes to grow their visibility online.
Love it. Now, as many know and have just heard, I mean, Kim, you, like I said, a fountain of knowledge. You're my go-to person. But how did you learn all this? I mean, what led you to this?
Well, actually, you're taking me back to my MBA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have an MBA in e-business, and the final paper I had to write was a strategy for online business. And I wrote this paper back in 2004. That's when I earned my MBA. And that strategy is what I based my business on. And I've been going strong since 2005 with my business. And that was the foundation. So how did I get into digital marketing, online marketing? How did I get into all of this? I have always loved web stuff, I guess you could say. And I've started out as a programmer and ended up being, I guess you could say, shoved into web development. And when I was working in corporate America, and my love for everything computer kind of grew from that. And I took that knowledge that I learned to build websites. Now, this is really dating me. I started back with Microsoft Front Page.
Front page
for those of you who
I never can even master front that. Like, what is this?
Front page was before Dreamweaver. Front page was kind of like somewhere it was front page was that supposedly web development tool you use if you're too lazy to use Notepad. I at that time I was in corporate America and they were like, just get it done. So I'd use front page. But now in this day and age, I use WordPress to develop customized websites for my customers. My customers are entrepreneurs. They are corporations. And I've worked with people from different industries. I'm not industry specific. However, I am customer type specific.
Okay. Excellent. Wow. Okay. So when you got started back in the day, what kept you going? Because, you know, being in business is a thankless thing.
What kept me going is my desire to help my clients build their business visibility online. That has always been one of the things that I love doing. When I work with my clients, I like to look at what they're doing and say, okay, did you know that if you did this, then you can get this type of visibility online? I like to find tools that help increase the productivity of my clients, along with increasing their visibility. I was so tied into doing that I started researching, because I do social media management for my clients. I started searching for a tool that incorporated all of the social media websites that I need to engage with and to grow business visibility. Along with, and these are some key factors, along with being able to grow local visibility, because some of the clients I work with need to develop their local visibility also. So that meant being able to pull in or interact with the reviews on Yelp, being able to interact with the reviews on Google My Business or post to Google My Business. So I went and searched for a tool to do this. And what came out of my research and what came out of my efforts is Grow Visibility. It's a tool that I decided I would use to help train entrepreneurs how to grow their visibility online. And yes, I know Grow Visibility, all one word, is kind of an oxymoron word, because why would you call a tool the very thing that you want to do? I chose to call it Grow Visibility simply because I want people to know you can grow your visibility online by using this tool. So basically what it does, it allows you to engage with all the regular social media networks out there, along with pulling in statistics from your email marketing, pulling in statistics from Google Analytics. So you can look at the full picture to see what's going on with your presence online so that you can cultivate a strategy to grow your visibility online.
Are you stuck when it comes to figuring out how to build your business brand online? Then check out Pamper My Business free training that helps you learn how to easily start building your business brand online. Just go to free.pampermybusiness.com. Remember, it's free.
Looking back 5 years,
oh, gosh.
How much has your business changed, grown? I mean, because, you know, we all learn.
Yeah.
What's working and what's not working. So what have you changed?
5 years ago was 2014. Oh, gosh. I was just getting my feet wet in working with my corporate client. I had been working with them kind of like a year and a half, 2 years by that time. I was doing a lot of training. I was, at that time, I was doing, I want to say, anywhere from 6 to 10 trainings a year. And each one of the trainings was 3 days apiece. And they were all day trainings. It may have been more than that, but it was about somewhere around there. And I hadn't really had that desire to have my own social media tool. However, at the same time, I have always been crazy about social media and using it and learning about it and finding ways to grow my business using it. And the interesting thing is the corporate client I was talking about 5 years ago, well, actually 7 years ago, they found me on LinkedIn. When they found me on LinkedIn, the project manager from the corporation, she emailed me. I thought it was a spam email and I was about to throw it away. And I reread it and I was like, I'll go ahead and respond just to see. And sure enough, it ended up being a five-figure project that is an annual five-figure project that I've been working on since 2012. 5 years ago, I was starting to get my feet wet with that, but I didn't have a vision to expand into having my own social media tool.
Let's look 5 years into your future.
Oh, wow.
What do you want to do with yourself? What do you want to do with Grow Visibility? What do you want it to be? What do you want it to look like, feel?
Just to kind of give a basis of who I am and what my business is, I have several businesses under my main business, which is Agape 3 Business Services. Grow Visibility is just one of them. I also have Kim Beasley Consulting, which basically is that consulting with entrepreneurs and corporations regarding social media and WordPress web development. And then I have Grow Visibility, which is the social media end of it. And then I also have Pamper My Business, which has a podcast and it has training for entrepreneurs. And for those who don't know, I am also an author. I have an alter ego, and her name is Bree King, and she loves to write paranormal romances. She has 10 books that have been published, and she's working on another one. Yes, I'm talking about in third person.
Okay, so, can I ask one little question?
Yeah.
How did you come up with your name?
Bree King?
Yeah.
BK is my initials backwards.
Kim Beasley, Beasley Kim. Okay.
Bree is just, I thought it sounded so neat. And
it does. And I was confused. I thought that was an actual person back in the day. I did. I'm like, okay. So she's like, I'm doing this for one of her clients, right?
Bree King is my alter ego, and she is a little bit feisty.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I enjoy doing that. Now, after sharing all of that and letting you know where I'm coming from, the reason why I decided to go ahead and have my own social media tool, Grow Visibility, is because I have all these personas. I don't have time going to all the different websites to make sure I'm engaging on all the different social media websites and looking at my analytics and looking at what's going on with my statistic for my analytics, for my social media, for my website. I don't have time to run all over doing that for all these personas. So Grow Visibility allows me to pull all of these profiles and all of the analytics in that I need in order to make decisions about the strategy I need to make to grow visibility for all these different businesses. So what my goal is in 5 years is that I have trained hundreds and hundreds of entrepreneurs to use Grow Visibility to grow their visibility online. That's one of my goals. The other is that Pamper My Business would have trained same number of entrepreneurs and have increased my listener base to where Pamper My Business is self-sustaining in having advertisers and having a great way to bring tools and to entrepreneurs and allow entrepreneurs a stage where they can shine and talk about themselves and their business. I have monetary goals, but I'm not going to talk about those. But I do have monetary goals.
That's another conversation.
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, but you know, some experts who can also, you know, chime in too. Well, and one of my, consider that someday soon.
One of the things that's just really close to my heart also is, I would love to have my internship program fully, I don't want to say staffed, but I would like to have a full group of interns who are not only working for me, but they're also able to intern for some of my peers that I have agreements with so that they can learn the things they need to learn to either start their own business or learn the things that they need to learn to become a vital member of whoever they're interning with, a vital member of their team. One of the things I want to say about my internship program, it's not about getting free help. It's about me taking my knowledge and imparting it to those who are just coming out of college, teaching them actual hands-on training that they can take and walk away and go get another job in that field. A number of the people who are graduating, they have book knowledge, but they may not have real world knowledge. And I want to give them real world knowledge that they can take and either find a job that's virtual with the company, or they can start their own business in their industry and have an insider look into what it takes to grow a business and keep it functioning.
Who are your target customers for these different businesses? What's your best? You know, the ones that, you know, bring in the moolah.
Well, I have three different types of customers that I love to work with, regardless of which one of my businesses I'm talking about.
Okay.
I love to work with DIYers. Those are the people who want to learn from me and do it themselves. I love working with DIYers because they're all about, okay, just teach me and then I'll go fish. You know the saying?
That's me. I'm that person. Yes.
Yeah. And then I also work with DIY wise. And those are those that I do it with them. I teach them how to do it. And then I work with them as they implement what I taught them.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then there are some that are like, you know what? Just do it. You don't have to.
Yeah.
They just throw it at me and say, here, do it. Just get it done. Yep. And so I call them the DIFY, the do it for you.
For me.
Do it for them. They don't care what it takes to get it done. Here, just tell me how much I owe you and boom, it's done. That's all you got to tell me. So I work with those three different type of customers, and I'm looking for people who value what I can do for them and are willing to become non-tire kickers. That's what I'll say. They're not here to just try something because it's free. They want to actually get in, use Grow Visibility, or hire me to do different things depending on which business they come through. And they want to pay money for these services or products. I totally understand the ideal of building a relationship, and that some people, it may take a long time to build a relationship to get them to a yes. I value that type of marketing. I value the entrepreneurs or businesses that choose to do that. However, in the business model that I'm building, if I had a whole bunch of tire kickers, I wouldn't make money. So I'm choosing.
Yeah,
I had to make a choice. I either would have a bunch of tire kickers that I would have to cultivate and motivate to spend money, or I can choose to not have a lot of tire kickers and not have to worry about it. So it's a choice that I personally made in my business. It's not about choosing to not work with someone. It's about putting my business first and what's best for my business. If someone wants free help, there's always my blog. They can always Google it. However, when it comes to my services and products, I had to make a decision. Do I want to make money, or do I want to give it away for free?
You shared a lot of information, but what exactly can you help people with, those within your target market, you know, those problems, those issues that they have? What are those things that you can make go away with a snap of your fingers?
I have clients that have come to me and said, okay, here's my social media strategy that I've been implementing, but it's not working. One of the things I love to do is take an assessment of what they're currently doing, and then I look at what they want to have happen, and I come up with a way to move from what they're currently doing with a strategy that will deliver to them what they're looking to happen. So that's one thing that I love to, that's one issue that I love to solve, how to get them from a strategy that's not working to one that works to accomplish their goals. Another thing is that if someone comes to me and they say, I don't know what to do. I know I need to do social media, but I don't know where to start. I like working with them and teaching them, okay, these are the eight different areas you can that you can work in. And you can choose which ones you want to concentrate on. Don't try to do all eight of them at the beginning. Just choose one and go with that. Once you got that working, choose others. First of all, I like to help people take a strategy that's not working and cultivate it into a strategy that's working to achieve their goals. The second thing is for those people who know they need to start, but they don't know where to start, I like to teach them about the different things that can be done, and then helping them to figure out where they need to start and coming up with a plan that can help them get started. Now, there are some who have a plan and it's working. However, they want to add more outreaches online so that they can grow their visibility. Then I also teach them the eight different ways, and we choose a way. They may be doing social media marketing, but they're not doing mobile marketing or video marketing. I'll teach them about video marketing and mobile marketing, and then come up with a strategy so that they can add video and mobile marketing to their current strategy to continue growing their visibility online.
How about who your ideal collaborative marketing partners are?
Ooh, good question.
You've done all this stuff, but who can you market with?
For me, really great collaborative partners would be people who have access to organizations, their own, or they may be a member of an organization who and the organization is looking for someone to come in and teach their members about growing their visibility online. So maybe group admins on a social media network, or someone that's a member of even an offline organization that would like for me to speak to their group. I love doing virtual training, so that would be a really great way. I can train organizations. I can do one-on-one. I can do one-to-many training. I'm looking to partner with people who have access to organizations. I'm looking to partner with virtual assistants who want to grow their client base, but they're limited and they need to outsource some of the work. I look for people for virtual assistants who want to outsource their WordPress web development, or they want to outsource their social media marketing. And then I'm also looking, not necessarily the partner, but to I'm looking for corporate clients who are looking for someone who can come in and train their team how to do social media marketing, how to do video marketing, all the different types of digital marketing. Digital marketing is any form of marketing that exists online, basically. So there are technically 7 ways. However, I say 8 because digital marketing is that 8th way that incorporates all the other 7 ways. So I want to go into corporations and train their team about digital marketing and how to use that to grow their visibility online.
You've answered all my questions.
Ooh.
And you did a good job.
I feel so special. Thank you so much for taking the time to interview me today. I really
appreciate it. My pleasure. Love doing this. This was fun.
Once again, thank you, everyone, for listening in to Pimper My Business podcast, where I am your host, Kim Beasley, and I love having Gerilyn Thomas here to help me by interviewing me today for my podcast.
Loved it. Love, love, love. Just need to come back and do it again.
Bye, everyone.
I'm Gerilyn B. Thomas, founder of the 1 Million Women Link Up. The Powerhouse Business Initiative educates aspiring 7-figure women on how to monetize their LinkedIn membership by forging lucrative collaborative marketing partnerships with like-minded business and professional women so they can sell out their events, catapult their book sales, fill up their coaching hours, and more. Visit smartwomenpartner.com to learn more about the 1 Million Women Link Up.
You have been listening to Pimper My Business podcast, and I am your host, Kim Beasley. Join the Pimper My Business community by visiting pimpermybusiness.com, where you will find our free training along with our masterclass so that you can continue your learning journey about building your brand online.